Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And lots of little girls and quite a few young boys dream of being a professional dancer when they grow up. And in this Area Voices segment, we learn about one recent high school graduate who is actually on her way to a career as a professional dancer.
I think every person is a dancer to some extent. I mean, you know, when we're happy, you know, there's like a happy dance we kind of do, or at like weddings and big celebrations, there's always dancing. So I think it's part of our soul, if you believe in that. We all have that in us. Mm-hmm. Some of us just pursue it as a career, or some of us just do it, you know, in our bedroom at 2 a.m. with our cat watching us. I do that too, so I'm the full range.
That is Aramie Gamble. She grew up taking dance classes at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, and she just graduated high school. Now, she's on the cusp of a new chapter in her dance life, an apprenticeship with a professional dance company. How old were you when you started dancing?
I think I did like little fundamental classes when I was around 3, but I didn't start like classical ballet training until I was 11.
When did you know that it was something that you just loved?
I had a teacher kind of approach me after my first year, and he was like, you can do this if you really want to. And it kind of just set that spark, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I was 11.
How often are you dancing?
6 days a week.
Do you do more ballet classical, or is it jazz and modern?
Contemporary ballet is what I really like. So it has the classical form, but it's expanded.
Okay. Yeah. People might picture somebody in a tutu, and that's all they think of when they think of a dancer.
A ballet. Well, a lot of the works that are going on right now, it's deconstructed. It's not the tutus and the tiaras. It's even as simple as just a leotard and tights with even more broke down music. So it's not necessarily the classical violin. It can be any sort of broad range, but a lot of times the women are on point, and it still has that the technique of ballet, but it's just expanded and more open, I guess.
A little more emotional.
Yeah, maybe. Definitely. And it's sort of, I feel like it's more human. I mean, it's fun to go see, you know, Swan Lake and sort of these fairy tales, but there's something about something that's more pedestrian that just speaks to you better.
Yeah, several years ago. We went down to Atlanta for a convention, and there's a group called the Alvin Ailey Dance Troupe.
Yeah, they're amazing. I went to their summer program in New York this past summer, actually.
Whoa, have you done other programs like that too?
Yeah, the year before I did San Francisco Conservatory of Dance, and then Alonzo King's Lines Ballet, which is in San Francisco, and then Royal Winnipeg Ballet in Canada.
And Alvin Ailey.
Yeah, last summer in New York.
What happens at those kinds of, I mean, this is not what we would consider a summer camp.
No.
This is a school.
Yeah, it's really intense training. I mean, it's 9 a.m. to usually 5, 6 o'clock at night. So it's kind of like how professional dancers work. And it's really hard work. And a lot of times you get to learn choreography from people in that area.
Have you maintained friendships with people that you've met at those?
Yeah, definitely. Like all my roommates. And it's sad because it's, you know, you live with these people for 5, 6 weeks, and then it's like, okay, bye. But the dance world is so small that I'm sure I'll run into some of them at some point.
Do you have to, when you apply for those, do you have to send in videos and things like that?
I audition in Minneapolis, so.
Was your instructor here who was able to kind of shepherd you along to those things?
Okay, so the Rife has gone through different teachers. I've had 4 different teachers, so that one teacher I had left after that year. But I actually had a friend who was auditioning, and she's like, oh, you should come with me, and that sort of brought me into that world. And
what incredible experiences.
I know.
That you've had. How do you think dance has made you a better person?
Definitely that, you know, you can work really hard for something, but you don't always get what you want, but you have to appreciate the work you put in, and working with others, and staying humble, and appreciating other people. There's a lot.
Yeah. And appreciating what your body can do for
you.
I think dancers are the most intense athletes out there.
I agree, but also I'm biased, so. The hardest part is you have to make it look easy and like it's not hard, even though it's, I think it's the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah. Aramy Gamble just graduated high school in Grand Rapids, and she is on her way to become a professional dancer.
You're going to be entering into an apprenticeship now.
James Sewell Ballet.
And that's down in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when you're an apprentice?
I'll be doing everything with the company. It's the most junior sort of position within a dance company, but I'll be getting to learn beside them and do everything else they're doing. Basically, we start with like a ballet warm-up class to stay in shape and to keep practicing technique and to get warmed up for the day. And then the rest is rehearsing, learning new ballets. And then there could be a show at the end of the day. That usually happens quite a few times a year. So yeah. It's a long day.
How long will the apprenticeship be?
It's September through the end of April.
Dreaming, what do you hope happens after this apprenticeship?
Possibly stay another year, but I guess long term I'd love to choreograph, so make my own work. And also I'm really interested in going abroad in Europe because the dance scene's really thriving there and they're kind of 10 years ahead of the U.S., I'd say.
Ah. It's pretty cool to think about a career where, like you just said, when people dance, they feel good. Either they're dancing because they feel good or the dancing is going to make them feel good.
I think I'm the luckiest person to be able to do what they love. I mean, not everyone gets to pursue that. And, you know, it's hard a lot of the time, but I love it. And it's funny, even when I'm upset or something at dance, like I have bad practice or whatever, I like go home and dance it out. So it heals itself.
You can watch Aramy Gamble perform this weekend at the Rife Center's annual Spring Dance Show. That takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. And you can watch her starting this fall as she begins her apprenticeship with the James Sewell Dance Company in the Twin Cities. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.